On the fourth Thursday in November, many people in the United States celebrate Thanksgiving. People usually gather with family, or in some cases, friends, sometimes called Friendsgiving. Whatever you call the holiday, one thing is certain. It will include a big meal. And traditionally, the centerpiece of the Thanksgiving meal is the turkey. However, like so many other things in 2020, Thanksgiving will be different this year. Because of concerns over COVID-19, millions of Americans are expected to hold smaller celebrations. Kroger is the largest food chain in the United States. Its research shows that 43% of buyers are planning to celebrate Thanksgiving only with their immediate families. This has left turkey farmers and food sellers worried about turkey supplies.
For months now, we've been thinking about whether people will even be having holidays, let alone the size of their holiday. And that's such a big piece of the turkeys that we're raising and them being the centerpiece of usually large family gatherings.
Dee Dee Boys is owner of Root Down Farm in Pescadero, California. It is a female-owned and operated farm that raises turkeys and other animals. Boys told the Associated Press that her Thanksgiving turkeys were born in May, so she has spent months thinking about how COVID-19 might affect the holiday.
So for months, we've just been like, are people going to want turkeys? Are they going to want big turkeys? It's a little bit scary because I don't actually know. I mean, usually this time last year, we've sold most of them.
Boys harvested some turkeys earlier this year. This is a risky move because the birds gain a lot of fat and flavor in their final few weeks. But she thinks buyers may want smaller birds. She is also offering more chickens and ducks.
So we've been playing with some different ideas, and one is to just harvest the birds a little earlier, so they're a little smaller.
Walmart, another major U.S. store chain, says it will still carry plenty of whole turkeys. But it will also offer 30% more turkey breasts, smaller parts of the bird, for people who may not want to cook a whole turkey. One industry organization, however, is sending a very different message to turkey buyers this year. Go big! Beth Breeding is Vice President of Marketing for the National Turkey Federation. She says people should consider buying a big turkey for one important and traditional reason: leftovers.
While the size of the gathering might change, the size of the turkey certainly doesn't have to, because when you've been cooking as much as we have this year, leftovers are a hot commodity.
Rebecca Welsh agrees. She is a senior brand manager at Butterball, a famous American turkey producer. Butterball usually sells 30% of America's 40 million Thanksgiving turkeys. Welch told the AP that people should not be afraid to go big this year. She said it's just as easy to cook a large turkey as it is a smaller one. Dee Dee Boys says she just wants her birds to be part of a great holiday celebration.
We've now invested so much time and energy and love into these birds. And the whole point is that they go and they are celebrated with, you know, people for these great meals. So we're just really hoping that that still happens.
I'm Anna Mateo.